Well, I'm delighted to be joined by Di Young. And Di, nice to catch up. And obviously ahead of a massive, massive game for the club. I bet you can't wait for the challenge of going out to the Stade Felix Mayol.
Oh, it's a massive challenge, but an enjoyable one as well. I think where we've come over the last couple of seasons to play against the best team in Europe, against some world stars, it's a bit of a reward for the players and a reward for the supporters, new and old, really. And I hope as many of them make the trip, because it's certainly, you know, a real enjoyable place to go and watch rugby. Certainly an enjoyable place to go and play. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. Win, lose or draw, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic experience for everybody.
Maybe stick with Toulon first of all, if we can. Obviously, you know, that the Bear Pit atmosphere of the stadium, the crazy tattooed announcer, the history, the fact that it's quite a condensed kind of environment, isn't it, as well?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when we did get through, I was thrilled to get through. And if I had to pick a game to play, it was this one, you know, because, as I say, a two-horse race, not a lot of money probably riding on us to go out there, and we know we're going to have to play real top draw stuff to get this victory. But it will be a fantastic learning experience. You know, these atmospheres don't get much better than going to Toulon and playing against the best teams. You know, if we come away with a win, it'd be fantastic. If we don't, I'm sure we'll learn a lot from the occasion. And, you know, successful teams have to be built, and they have to be built on occasions like the weekend, going to real tough places and experiencing real tough atmospheres and so on. All adds to the learning experience and all makes you better players.
When you're up against such a kind of glitterati of stars, Di, when you just look at the squad, those that can't even make the squad, you know, it's incredible, isn't it, what they can bring to the table. Does that make you almost prepare even more what you guys bring to the table and not to be too fazed by it?
Absolutely, you can't really pick their team. I think, you know, they have a, they spread the team about quite a bit, because they obviously got to try and keep everyone happy there. But anybody coming in is a world star, as you say, so there's certainly no weaknesses there. So, you know, we look for trends and patterns and structures, but, you know, individuals within that obviously got the capability to step out from with that, and they got the capability to hurt you, really. So, you know, we've done a normal sort of analysis, really, but as you rightly said, it's got to be more about us. I think we know that we're going to have to go out there and win this game. You know, we can't sit back and see what they got and hopefully hit them on the counter-attack, as the old football manager would say. But, you know, we've got to go out there and really take this game to them and chuck caution to wind a little bit, you know, have some calculated risks without being stupid. But I think we've really got to go out there and try and unsettle them and play some high-tempo games. And, you know, hopefully them passes will stick and we'll get some of our X-Factor players in space.
Just one more on them. You mentioned trends. Obviously, the Toulouse game in Marseille last weekend, and then before the Six Nations break against Bordeaux-Bègles, two games where they went ahead very early and then seriously took their foot off the gas and actually didn't win either.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, well, as you say, in a two-horse race, as I said, you can never say never. But they've shown that they're a quality team, and you know when their back's against the wall, after all their sleeves up, you know they can produce some real quality. But they've also shown sometimes a little bit of a weakness, as in, you know, they can be beaten, and they can be unsettled, But, you know, it's easier said than done, really. So certainly they'd be right up for this game, and, you know, we know we're going to have to be at our best. But, you know, really looking forward to it. It's not a challenge we run away from. It's one we run into, really.
Sounds good. And obviously from Wasp's point of view heading in, Di, one of the clear positives, obviously, was that fantastic hat-trick from Christian Wade and some really good work to set up all of those scores last weekend in another tough game.
Yeah, we've had a couple of tough losses, really, in Saudis and Northampton, but you're playing against teams that's been in Europe now for a number of seasons, teams that's been in the top four for a number of seasons, and we are still developing and we're still learning that process, but we've caused them teams real problems, and hopefully we've learned from some of the mistakes that we've made against them two teams, and it's certainly been great preparation to go into a team like Toulon, really. So now we're looking forward to it. As you said, we know we're going to be at our best, but it's enjoyable, isn't it? As you said, certainly we've come a long way, and it's a big reward for the players and the supporters.
And training wise so far this week, nice day today for a change, isn't it? How's it all been going as you kind of build slowly toward a Sunday match as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had a bit of a longer week this week, obviously with the Friday game, so the boys have had a little bit of time to rest and recovery. It gives us a little bit more time to prepare, so now we're really looking forward to it. As you say, European rugby always gives an added buzz around the place, and you know, the boys are really thrilled to be playing in the competitions this year. They're absolutely over the moon to get out of the group. This is a bit of a reward for us, and it's an opportunity, and that's what I've said to the players. Listen, let's go out and let's not waste this opportunity. Just give it our best shot, and our best shot could be good enough on the day. Who knows? But we've certainly got enough players in our ranks that can cause any team's problems.
I presume you've obviously got James Haskell back in the ranks for this week as you kind of rotate one or two of the international players. How are we looking fitness and availability-wise?
Yeah, we're not far off. Picking, you know, obviously Joe Launchbury's still out, you know, some of our longer-term players are still out, but, you know, Andre Massey will be back in the mix, and James Askell will be back in the mix. So, you know, we will be far off picking off a full squad, apart from a long-term injury-wise.
And just finally, obviously, as you look toward this end-of-season run-in, you've got this to look forward to. I see that tickets for the next home game in the Aviva Prem have sold brilliantly already. You've got that massive game at the end of the season to fight for the top four, hopefully. It's going to be a good run-in. It's great to see Wasps involved in all of these big games, all of these big tournaments so late into the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is where you want to be, coming into the business end of the season, really in there, you know, kicking and screaming and looking to achieve something. But as I've said to the players as well, it could all go custard as well. We're not in a position at the minute where we can take our foot off the pedal. We're not in a position where we can be comfortable about even getting in the top six. And we've got a lot of work to do yet. And yes, we could end up having a real good season, but we could end up having a pretty disappointing one as well. So it's pretty much in the balance, but we're confident really in the players that we've got that we can get the amount of points that we want to be in that top six. Anything above that top six is always going to be a bonus, but you know, we'll give it our best shot. But let's look forward to Toulon on a weekend, and let's enjoy obviously a great occasion, and who knows, we could end up with a semi-final as well.
Let's hope so. And Dyett, as ever, appreciate your time.
Cheers. Thanks, man.